Welcome to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill, as we seek to become loving, witnessing, and growing people.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This reading resonated with me in our current situation regarding COVID rules. The Pharisees are very critical of Jesus for allowing his disciples to eat with unwashed hands. We're not talking dirty hands here, just hands that's not been washed according to the ritual. The Pharisees say, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" To which Jesus replies with a quote from a prophecy by Isaiah. "These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." He then accuses them of following human tradition rather than God's commands. The laws that the Pharisees are following are those from Leviticus that set out purity regulations, and they're intended so that the people will be pure enough so that God can abide or live with them in the tabernacle. Failure to follow the purity laws and desecrate the holy temple could result in God ceasing to abide with them and abandoning his people. Broadly, it's considered that these laws developed over a number of centuries and actually were probably finalized during the exile in Persia. So the consideration of God having abandoned them was probably very fresh in the people's minds, as they felt abandoned, having been defeated and stripped of their homeland. So it was important to them to maintain those laws if God was to continue to favour them. But Simon, you mentioned the situation we're in today. Please enlighten us. For very good reason, most of you are wearing masks. You did have to wear them when you went to the shops and did pretty much anything. But now we're being cautious in church and recommending your continued use of them in order to protect the vulnerable in our community. It makes it difficult to sing, but we do it anyway. When you walked through the door, many of you will have used the hand gel that's on the table at the back. We've taken to purifying ourselves when we enter the church. Many of you will have increased the length of time you wash your hands for, perhaps even singing happy birthday to you twice in order to make sure you're doing it for long enough. We know why we're doing this. We're in a global pandemic, and we've all suffered as a result. We do these things because the situation is fresh in our minds, and we've lived through it. But what if, in 10 years, we're still wearing masks in church, and still singing through them, despite the difficulties? Perhaps because people are still worried. Will the hand gel still be on the table as we enter? Will we still be singing happy birthday as we wash our hands? In 2020, when we started all these things, it was essential to protect ourselves as best we could. Now it's desirable to protect each other. But in the future, that could descend into ritual. You can imagine a Sunday school question in 50 years' time. Why do we use hand gel when we enter the church? That's right, because we have to be clean before God. Perhaps the most devout Christians will only enter church wearing masks because it shows that they are pure before the Lord. Or perhaps all of these things will have faded from memory, because they become irrelevant. Rituals develop over time, and Jesus is not saying rituals are wrong. What he is saying is that you should understand the ritual and why it occurred, not be so rigidly held by it that you can't move towards God because you'd be breaking the ritual code. The Pharisees have a chance to actually eat with God in Jesus, but they turn away because his hands have not been washed correctly. God is living with them, but the ritual prevents them from seeing what is in front of them. The purity laws were present to keep the people pure in the eyes of God, but they were based around making yourself clean on the outside, not on the inside. Jesus points out that it is what goes out of us that makes us unclean, not what goes into us. And this is a theme that Jesus uses on a number of occasions. For example, when the Pharisee, in his finery, prays that he is glad that he is not like the sinner next to him, while the sinner, impure and insignificant, merely prays for forgiveness. The contempt that pours from the Pharisee shows who the pure one is in this situation, and he's not dressed in fancy clothes. The woman caught in adultery who is to be stoned is saved when Jesus points out that no one is pure enough to judge her. The crowd wants to take away her humanity, to destroy her, because she is impure. But we've all done things and thought things that make us impure. We may not have committed adultery, murdered anyone, or stolen from anyone, but little sins that diminish another person all come from within us, not from outside of us. When I was at university, one of the things that was frowned upon as a Christian was reading fantasy books and playing Dungeons and Dragons. These were all seen as dabbling with magic and certainly to be avoided at all costs. I genuinely had friends who said to me that they had been saved from such activities when they came to God. When Harry Potter came out, certain fundamentalist Christians called the books the devil's work and demanded that they be banned. Really? That's a thing, is it? I don't really think that playing a game or reading a book can defile a person. It's the thoughts that they harbour while doing so that matters. It's not what flows into them, but what flows out of them that will mark them and define them. Jesus shows us that it is what flows from us that marks us as impure or pure or impure, and I know, as he does, that we're a complex mix of both at the same time. However, imagine how the world could be if we're all motivated by love for each other rather than by our petty desires for things and food and control of other people's lives. What if our arrogance and folly were replaced by mutual respect? Wouldn't that be something worth living for? This week, Michelle and I had a discussion with Sarah Clayton about a situation that had arisen on a Facebook group that both Michelle and Sarah were part of. The situation had caused Michelle to leave the group, and Sarah left after a debate that ended with her saying that Christians are not saved for the afterlife, but we are saved now. And our role is to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That seems so relevant to this sermon. We are saved today. Jesus wants to purify us today. If we live by love, we can bring a small part of the kingdom here today. But if we're bound by ritual, we will separate ourselves from others. As a society and country, I feel we've become more polarised over the last few years. We've seen some exceptional acts of kindness and bravery, but there are also great acts of anger and division. The sacrifices that nurses and doctors, care home staff and teachers have made over the pandemic seek goodness flowing into the world. while bitterness around Brexit, protests around colonialism and statuary, and fighting in Afghanistan and Yemen, see hatred and sin growing and dividing us as people. In our hatred, we are diminishing others so that we can promote our own views. In our love, we can build them up again. What Jesus wants is for people to realise that what they do and feel are important in life. What comes from within us can defile or purify. And the message is the same for us as it was then. We need to be motivated by love, not selfishness. It's love that matters, not rituals. And we need to remember that, because love is how we can bring glory to God and see his kingdom come here and now. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are sorry for when we've let ritual get in the way of our faith. We are sorry for the times that our arrogance has diminished others and caused them to stumble. Let what flows from each of us be love. Help us to keep our eyes on you at all times.